Yes, sir. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is a podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, discussed,
so
laughed at, picked at, so on.
Brethren.
What's happening?
Wagwan.
Shout out to Teddy. She ain't here today. She'll be back. Don't worry.
Ted, I hear in these streets. is having business.
Yeah.
But what's good, bro?
Nothing much, man. Hey, shout out to Atlanta Braves. Had a season opener. Yeah, they lost.
But did you see the ring?
Yeah, I was just looking at those guys.
Oh, my God.
I was just looking at them.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? It's crazy, though, bro.
It been open up.
For a split second, I damn near forgot Atlanta had a team that won championship. I forgot, bro.
Damn, we won something.
Bro, I was just watching that parade, bro. And I just did just that fast. That's how often we don't win shit.
Yeah, we won something, bro.
And then I
don't forget
that,
UGA.
I was just saying, I forgot they won. Like, that's how often we don't win shit.
Mm-hmm.
They win some shit and you automatically forgot the shit happened. I was just watching this celebration of the Braves winning and I forgot. Then when I saw the shit, I said, well, damn, we did win the World Series, didn't we? I forgot about that. Damn. But yeah, I saw the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a case of unwinningness.
I'm telling you. They need to stop that shit. We won something.
We get so far and be like, never mind.
Never mind. We already wrote us off. Like, we done lost already.
Never mind.
But yeah, the home opener, they had the home opener, and I was watching some on TV, right? They were showing off the rings for one. They were showing off the new Atlanta Braves jersey, which is.
You saw that shit?
With the gold trimming.
Yeah.
That shit's dope.
Yeah,
I gotta get one though.
I'm gonna
get one though. But they were showing off all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And then they show there's a hamburger at Turner Field. This bitch costs $150,
yeah,
bro.
I'm not
a hamburger.
I'm not that hungry.
A hamburger, bro.
I'm actually on keto diet, so I ain't gonna eat that no way.
I ain't finna spend $150 on a burger diet. I just ain't finna do that. But it's at Turner Field. A burger.
And what does this burger do?
Man, I don't fucking know. It's
a
burger.
Where did this burger come from?
It's a burger. That's all that matters. I don't give a damn what kind of meat they say
it is. What comes with the damn burger?
I think you get a replica ring with it, though.
Now, fuck that.
I think you do. I'm pretty sure they said you get a replica ring. It ain't gonna be real, but you get a replica.
Nah, fuck that.
You get a replica ring.
No, damn that.
Yeah, it's a $150 burger at SunTrust.
SunTrust Park.
Yeah.
No.
I promise you.
Damn it, that.
I promise you, bro. I saw that story.
You ain't gotta promise me. Damn
but what?
That.
But what they were doing was they were showcasing like new stuff to eat on the menu.
A $150 burger ain't one to show nobody.
Shit, I guess they want folks know they got them.
Whole 150, no.
Yeah, at Truist Park. It's Truist Park.
Truist Park.
Yeah, that's it.
$151
burger, bro. I have no fucking idea.
You got a picture?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, they got a picture. Yeah.
Bruh.
I wish y'all were on. Hey, I'm gonna put it up on Instagram.
Bruh, now, damn that. You looking at a bun with a sunrise egg.
It's $150 egg, man.
That look right. Like a piece of beef patty. Is that a piece of chicken?
I don't fucking know.
It didn't put the ingredients?
Nah.
I thought it had the ingredients.
They just got a bunch of the sandwiches.
I don't know what kind of leaf that is, but it.
It's a big ass leaf. That
you
was
see it.
That'd be a bigger hell, ain't it? Bit come off a big ass coca tree or some shit. That'd be a big hell.
Hell nah, bro. I don't want that.
It's a $150 burger, bro.
I don't want it.
If you had it, would you buy it?
No.
Me neither. It's just a burger.
Hell, I got it and I ain't even buy it.
I don't know what kind of leaf that is. That's a big ass palm tree leaf. They done chopped that bitch in half and folded it.
That's a elephant ear plant. That's what that is. That big ass plant look like elephant ear.
Yeah, that's what it look. I don't know what that is, but yeah, man. $150 mm-hmm. burger, SunTrust Stadium, or Truist Park, I should say.
Hell no, bro. Damn, man.
$150. Now, damn, that one man. Thing that ridiculous about a sporting event. I love going to sporting events, right?
The food cost, the drink cost, that
shit
is stupid.
I was just going to say, I'm one of them people that like to be. I like to engulf in the environment. So I like to eat in the environment,
and my thing,
buy and shop in the environment. That shit be high.
You going to sell it. But I get it, though, because you got to pay these players.
Yeah, you but a $150 burger.
Nah, I'm talking about the burger, but, like, you know, this.
You charge me $200 for a ticket.
A 20 ounce Sprite in the store going to run you about $179.
So
that
bitch $219.
That I went up some
damn more. Yeah.
So $219. Yeah. So shit, them bitches $4.50 at the game.
$5 probably. Most of the time they $5.
You feel me? And that for a 20 ounce.
They say what's the name stadium they got built on? See, we ain't won so much. I don't forgot the name. The Dome.
The Georgia Dome.
Mercedes-Benz. We ain't won so long. I don't know what the fuck the name of the building is no more. Get it together, Falcon. Golly. More people know the name of their stadium. Nah,
why couldn't even get it out?
Whatever the place is. The Mercedes-Benz. They say the food prices in
there. The Georgia Dome. The Omni.
Used to be the Dome. Fulton County Stadium. Shit. I don't know. They had five different things right
now.
Oh,
man. Ain't won shit.
But they say the prices of food in there relatively cheap.
What's relatively cheap?
Oh, they got like $2 hot dogs. And,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? $3 there, $4 there. Now,
that.
I know I went to, what it is, the State Farm and bought a chicken strip basket. Man, bullshit, bro. That basket was like $13, $14.
What the fuck?
That shit was like three chicken strips. French fry and a drink.
Hell no, like they ain't give you no sauce.
No, they got the sauce out there. No, they got.
Oh yeah, you go ahead and make your own.
Yeah, they got the shit out there in the thing. And I was just like, the fuck? Who the fuck paid $13? Why did I pay $13 for three
piece
fucking chicken strips? The last thing I bought in
3-piece combo.
The last thing I bought in State Farm Arena was liquor. I'll do that. I bought some. We was sitting there, side court, man. Me and him was sitting at the game, and it just happened to be a bar right behind where we was sitting, bro. Like, we turn around, it's a fucking bar right there.
Oh, that's blessings.
And I said, yep. They had no idea. They knew where I was going to spend my money. You feel? But, yeah. The shit at the park get ridiculous. Like, Truist Park is beautiful. Like, being attached to the battery. Fucking genius.
Yeah.
But the price of the, like, have you ever been to, like, the Braves store right there at the park? Man, just save time. Just go to Fanatic and order that Braves shit online. That shit.
Overpriced.
Man, I was just going in there to get a Braves.
T-shirt, $80.
No, try $120.
God.
They had $120.
Damn.
Bruh. The shirt didn't have nothing on it but the old school Atlanta Braves logo. That was it. That was it, bro.
Hell.
Then no. They had a shirt with the player names on the back. I'm like, for a T-shirt? I'm like, man, I know a print shop at home that print this same goddamn shirt for $25. It's going to be the same. It's going to look exactly the same.
For real.
I promise you. But, yeah, it's like overpriced. Don't get me wrong, though. The battery, to me, is the shit.
Yeah.
Now, if you just going down there for the battery, by all means, ball out, because it's a lot of shit to do. Gotcha. But the fucking Braves store, no, sir.
That's a no, sir.
No, sir. I ordered it off Amazon Fanatic. or I will print that shit up my goddamn self before I spend that kind of money. And I would not be buying a $150 sandwich when I could go straight over to what's a better food joint in Atlanta to eat at? It was like in the heart of up there in that area for a burger.
For a burger?
Yeah. To go to Twin Peaks, get a better burger than a $150 burger. Twin Peaks shit. But yeah, I
man, shout out to Finn and Fellas.
Finn and Fellas.
We went back to the brunch.
Y'all did?
Yeah.
Was it?
Bussing, bro. Oh my God.
Gotta go back.
Gotta hit brunch.
What the music was like?
It was okay. It was more mellow.
That's what I like though. Brunch ahead.
Like we still kind of bald head. Chicken and waffle.
My wild head.
Cheese egg, cheese grit.
Keep the head. I take grit.
Bussing, bro.
Really? What? I heard they shrimp and grit were good.
Shit was bussing, bro.
I heard they shrimp and grit.
We found really another good brunch spot in the A. We gonna check out.
Hey man, it's a lot of spots in the A that
do brunch now.
Do that now, bro.
Yeah.
That's a new wave though, huh?
Yeah, brunch.
No, that chicken and waffle that my wife had looked pretty damn amazing up there at Finn and Fellas.
I don't know what they call it. I don't wanna play it because then they'll turn the music off, but
oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Sound like we gotta check that out.
I'll do brunch.
Yeah, bro, brunch is, I like brunch. I've always liked brunch anyway, though.
I mean,
because it's a mixture.
I'm going to be real with you, though. I can eat breakfast food
any time of day. Any time of day.
But what a lot of people don't realize, I don't know why it don't kick into a lot of them, is that shit like chicken, steak, all that shit is breakfast food, too. You feel me? I always have been. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's what I eat. Because
I
don't do pork.
We don't associate it with breakfast.
I don't do pork, so I may do chicken, or I may do, like, you know how they have a thin slice of steak?
Yeah.
I may do one of those. Thin slice, like the bitch about it. Especially
I got to go back to Finn and Fellas for the brunch, because time we was in there, that shit it was on point. It was good. It was good as fuck. Oh, shout out to whoever in the hell Finn and Fellas made the lamb chop. That shit was busting. My wife had the biggest fucking waffle and three pieces of chicken I ever seen.
Shit
like,
good,
God,
too.
Damn.
Bro.
I know. I tasted her chicken.
Head rolls was dope that we had.
Need to open a spot like that down here.
Yeah.
Bring more business. So
that's what we into now, like just finding
brunch.
Finding restaurants that got brunch, or just finding restaurants we ain't never been to, or
man,
got some food that we ain't never had but look interesting.
I'm with you, but I'm just not into some of that shit.
We don't do all that crazy shit. Like that's how we ran into Twisted Tacos in Fayetteville.
Okay, shit like that, I'm cool.
Need to go fuck with them.
I'm cool.
You try
Twisted,
them.
Twisted. I heard about them. I heard that shit.
Twisted Taco.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
I heard about it. I'm good. That's good. Yeah. Like, when folks get to say they be like, man, they want to go eat some
like
Indian food or something, I'm like, I'm good.
They got them cheeseburger taco. Oh my God.
A cheeseburger taco.
That shit busting, bro.
That sound good.
Shit busting, bro.
That sound good, bro. You know what I had one time? I had a cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah.
This shit was not that good, bro.
Yeah.
Don't never get a cheeseburger pizza. You bite in that bitch, you gonna taste. I tasted not tomato sauce for the pizza, but it tastes like ketchup.
Yeah.
And pickle. And mustard.
Nasty.
And I was just like, what in the fuck? Who
nasty.
The fuck put mustard on the pizza? You should be killed.
Nasty.
Kill yourself for putting mustard ingredient into a pizza.
So yeah, that
sound like a good move. I told my wife the other night, I said, hey, we need to record ourselves on social media reviewing different restaurants. Cause we like going to something new. Like, I ain't gonna say something new, cause we both have
new to us.
We both have certain food we like.
Yeah.
And then it's certain foods that, you know what, I don't even want to try that shit. You can have that. You know what I'm saying? But you know how you see a restaurant and you be like, man, I want to try that.
Yeah, yeah.
We with that type of shit.
So that's how we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of places to hit. You know what I want to do? I want to hit all the best wing spots in Atlanta. I already been looking them up. Did you know there's a spinoff of the Hooters restaurant?
No.
The bitch called Hoops.
Titties. Oh.
No, no. They ain't gonna call. They can't.
They're
gonna put titties on side of their bundles. Titties. Come on over to titties and get some chicken wings. That don't even sound right. Come on over to titties. Get you some chicken wings. We got chicken wings. No, but it's Hooters.
I'm about to go grab something to eat. Where you headed to?
Go.
Sipping around over here. Titties.
Titties.
Yeah, I'm gonna get me a 10 piece real quick.
10 piece from titties.
Yeah, 10 piece from titties.
10 piece titty. 10 piece titty Tuesday special.
Get that you a large drink.
That's what you call it. 10 piece titty Tuesday special.
But no, fries on the drink.
Hooters, they got a spinoff restaurant called Hoots.
H-O-O-T-S.
Yeah.
Hoots.
And you know, they specialize in shit like wings and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right in Atlanta. Did not know that until I started looking up top wing, best wing spots in Atlanta. And that's what I, Hoots Damn, was bro. On there. It was a place called The Trap. Guess what? They signature thing that everybody go crazy for called crack wings. Bullshit you not. I said, I want to go there. I want to go. Crack wings.
Got to see what that's about.
But it was a place called The Trap. It was a couple places in Atlanta. I want to go. I want to do shit like that.
Yeah.
You see how the motherfucker have different shit. And you be like, man. You just got to get out and go.
That's it, bro. Like, we even do shit like that when we go on vacation.
Some places ain't hard to find. Some places you just see and you be like. Yeah. The only thing I hate is that with a lot of places, right, they so popular. And I done seen it before where they so popular, right?
Yeah.
Because they so popular. They have so much clientele that come in on an every basis that you basically have a time limit to sit here and eat their food. You know what I'm saying?
Like when we went for NFL the other night.
And I get that, though.
What was it, a two-hour window?
You had a two-hour window to party.
Yeah.
But I get that because of where they had us sitting at, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a booth area. You know, you want to get as many people to use that booth as you can. Pay for it in the night. You feel me?
The branch, they had you sitting in that middle.
Oh, that's dope.
Middle area.
Yeah.
They call that the back bar. And then you got the area where you sit actually at the bar.
Yeah.
And then, they fill that area up
first.
Was
it a lot of people?
It wasn't crowded. The back bar where we sat at, we had people that were sitting down in the front tables on the end, but mm-hmm. then like at the bar where we were sitting, it was like maybe that was full and the bar was full. Then they had a group in the corner, in the front corner, opposite of where we was. And then it was two people together sitting at one of the like the couples high table. Had two people sitting at one table and two people sitting at the other table, and that was it.
That ain't bad.
That was it.
That ain't bad.
And TVs, music going.
See, I said,
the music wasn't the Friday night, Saturday night club. It was more.
I liked what they were playing.
More of a day party vibe.
More R&B.
Yeah. I mean, you got hip hop.
Do they have R&B in it though?
A little bit.
Well, it's more hip hop R&B.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Cause it wasn't the hip hop that's gonna get you like amped up, crunk in
the floor. No, because the second DJ at the night time shit.
It was the
hip hop
that, you know, while you eat, you be like, oh shit, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we need more shit.
You know, you groove a little bit and then you just go on back to eating.
We need more shit like that. That's dope. I can deal with that.
And the fact that although they do got a dress code, they really weren't stressing that shit, cause we went off up in that bitch in joggers.
Nah, they weren't sure. You know, when we was gonna do the crop from I had on the hoodie, shit.
So yeah, that was pretty dope.
But yeah,
thing as long as the food is good and the service is good, I come back.
But that's what I was gonna say about a lot of those.
Even if it is pricey, I still come back.
Yeah, it worth if it worth it. Yeah,
yeah, it just gotta be worth it.
That's what I was saying about a lot of those more famous players. They give you like a time limit, so
they can get I like to in sit. In,
but see, when I go to something, I like to
get the whole scene.
Yeah, like if I'm sitting at a restaurant, I like to be at the restaurant and. You know, see, conversation and shit might pop up. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I get coming from a small town, that's what we used to.
Yeah.
Like a restaurant in your small town or some shit ain't for the. As long as you ordering shit.
You know, stay that long. Three, 4 hours.
Yeah, you stay that long as you want, as long as you ordering shit. You
shout out to Dennis.
Do those still exist?
What?
Dennis.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the Locust Grove.
Oh, that's still there?
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about it.
I think most of them more now up north.
You know, Dennis used to get a bad rap back in the day.
Yeah. Shit, I was on straight.
I know, right? Damn, we need 24 hours sitting in a restaurant because IHOP ain't cutting it now.
Nope.
We used to have restaurants you can go sit in at 24 hours. You can got IHOP now and Waffle House.
That shit was lovely. We had our own section.
Okay. I just wonder because I haven't been to the Denny's in Low Grove in forever.
Yeah.
You said Denny's, but I like, it ain't the same though.
No, it ain't.
That ain't the same.
Definitely not the same.
Damn. What happened? All the 24-hour restaurant. Hey, you know what? Crazy cool.
And I'm so
why
sick
we sitting here bullshitting? Why the hell did COVID change the opening and closing times of everything?
I don't know, bro.
Like,
what is that gonna do?
I don't know. I'm like, nigga, if you stay open 24 hours, you might as well just stay open 24 hours. Shit.
Like,
whatever you were doing to restock when you was open 24 hours, start doing that shit again. Because, the fuck, I saw something that, what was that? It was something that was closed. And that shit opened up at like 9. The motherfucker was like, damn. Thought this motherfucker stayed open to. You know how convenient it is to walk into Walmart at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning if you really, really need something?
Well, we used to love it, bro.
That shit convenient. That's what we used to go for, man. They need to bring that shit. COVID stopped everything. Every fucking.
Going and not being able to grocery shop like you want to and take your time with it. You ain't got to have everybody in your way.
I just think it's so weird to see Walmart, Target, and shit like that. Does Target sell them to the park? I don't think they stay open 24 hours, do they? Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't think Target stay open 24 hours. They might.
I don't even think Kroger stay open.
Nah, they don't. Did they? They ain't never did it. Kroger used to be open 24 hours.
I think so.
Oh.
Or did they just close real
I
late?
Thought they closed late.
Oh, okay.
Walmart, like, the only thing I knew that Walmart. 24. They show you Walmart in a small town is a conglomerate. That bitch own everything. It's everything. Your groceries. You need some clothes real quick. You know, Walmart.
Need your car fix.
Your electronics. Need your car fix.
Need new tires.
Get your eyes checked.
Need some food.
Need a hairstyle. Nails.
Need some medicine.
It's all one fucking. It shut everything around it down. So Walmart. But.
Because Walmart closed is why everybody else closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you say that?
What, is Walmart closed?
Yeah. Is it safe to say that?
Hell yeah.
Because Walmart chose to close and continue to stay on that schedule. Everybody else doing the same thing.
Yeah, because it ain't no, you can't compete with Walmart, dog. No matter how, if you stay open long, you can't compete with that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because they still got everything in one spot. Even when they ain't got shit, they still got some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, get your key made. Come on.
Everything, dog.
It's need on. Some fishing equipment. Okay, come on. Hunting, come
so,
on.
So, even when they ain't sports, got shit, it's still some shit.
Still some shit so, to get out of there.
So, yeah. That's the same way with that. That's the same thing. COVID fucked all that shit up. Walmart closed at, what, 10? Nigga, if that ain't some 1992 shit. That Walmart, the old building, brother. Closing that early.
By what?
I don't know. I worked in it.
With the Winn-Dixie next to it.
Why? You don't remember that?
Dude, now that's what I want to know still exists. The Winn-Dixie grocery store still exists. That's some 1990s shit if I ever heard it. Oh, that's 1980s shit.
Winn-Dixie, wow.
Winn-Dixie. I'm pretty sure there's a Winn-Dixie somewhere.
Winn-Dixie.
And a Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, it's still a Piggly Wiggly line.
See, Walmart shit running grocery stores away.
Yeah.
Used to be a billion grocery stores, bro.
I mean, if you think about it, though, we still got some.
No, yeah, but they ain't no.
We got Kroger, we got Aldi, we got two Food Depots, we got Ingles. That's five grocery stores right there. Not counting Walmart.
That's it, though.
No, because then you got all these fucking Dollar Generals.
Man, fuck Dollar General, man. They build them bitches, the dogs. Boy, they build them bitches right down the street from each other. I don't mean fuck Dollar General, but fuck Dollar General.
If I'm not mistaken, bro, I think they said they want one every 5 to 7 miles.
Them bitches everywhere. And I be thinking, I'm like, damn, we could have used something better than them. This is Dollar General right now. What we need one across the street?
Yeah.
Because right up here on the highway.
You got Dollar General right here.
Right here.
You got one on the highway, and you got one on up the highway.
Then go on up. It's another
one. Go on up.
I'm like, good God, these bitches taking over the world. They everywhere. Meanwhile,
but
they
then
put.
Don't forget, you got one way out, nothing too.
Hell yeah.
You got one way out, 16.
Yeah.
You got. Yeah, you got the new one that just opened down 19 for the one.
Look at Dollar General, man.
Kangaroo.
Dollar General. Them bitches everywhere, dog. I'm telling you.
Taylor Street got what, two on them? Or is it three?
That shit don't make no fucking sense. All them fucking Dollar General. And they don't never have nothing you damn want.
Nothing you damn
want. World got different shit. You gotta go around to find everything.
Yep.
That shit crazy, dog. Yeah, Dollar General. I mean, smart. But
too many.
It's a bunch of them bitches. I'd be like, damn, they could have put a
something.
Fucking Krispy Kreme donut right there and I'd have been happy. Like, do we really need another Dollar General? And one thing else, before we get out of here, who the fuck invited Chipotle down here? I ain't knocking. I'm not a Chipotle either, though. So I tried it. You feel me? I'm not Chipotle. I'm just one of them people that just ain't never been to Chipotle because I'm like, why? I've been to Moe's. I was like, they're the same fucking thing. You feel me?
And I don't even like them.
But basically, it's the same format. Like, Chipotle is an upscale Moe's, it looked like. Okay. You feel me? That's what it looked like to me.
Bougie.
Yeah, they got a bougie Moe's. So I can go get one. I just want to try it. That's the driest shit I ever ate in my life. I told my lady, I said, that's a bad first impression to give a nigga. I was like, that was awful. I was like, the ride was hard. My wife said, my chicken tasted burnt. I'm sorry, Chipotle, but somebody got to put the truth out there.
Oh, man.
Y'all need to fix that
and
shit.
And then Jay got him.
You Jay got him. That shit was awful.
Jay opened up a month
I'm sorry,
ago.
But it's our podcast. I say whatever the fuck I want. But that shit was awful,
damn
Chipotle.
Right.
That was awful. Chipotle.
Say what the hell we were.
That was my first and last time trying it, bro. Ain't that's crazy.
Damn.
First and last
time.
Made
me not want to try it and I ain't even tried.
You ain't tried Chipotle?
Nope.
I mean, maybe it could have been a bad time.
Damn that.
I could have been at the wrong spot, the wrong time. And
damn
I think I got like some kind of steak bowl.
Damn that.
That shit with the dry. I got the Caesar white rice.
You ain't trying to go back though.
Nah, I don't want no more of this.
Okay then.
He said white rice or seasoned rice. So I'm like, oh, cool. I said, give me the seasoned rice.
Got the seasoned rice.
Bro, that shit tasted like white rice with pepper on it. That's all it tastes like. It's like white rice.
Hey, you got it with season. It's loud. Trap, baby.
I told y'all we was in the trap. Y'all thought
that
I was bullshit.
Sound good too. I ain't gonna even front.
I know for a fact people
that sound good.
People listening.
Yeah.
It gonna be like, what the fuck was that?
But dope I told ass you, fucking Harley. We that bitch was clean too, all black. That bitch was smooth.
We out here with the people, and then it was one of them old man Harley that be playing loud music.
I'm curious.
Yeah, that's what he playing, but you couldn't hear it because the fucking motor was so loud.
I'm curious.
Us sitting here, we can hear that the old man that pull up to you, and then that ain't old. That's our classmate.
For real.
Yeah, that one I ain't gonna put his name like that.
Yeah, damn.
That one our classmate.
Okay, fine.
Both of them, him and that old lady. One our classmate, one is my Shay classmate.
I can dig it.
So that lets you know we that old man. I told you that shit. See how your classmate was blasting that old man shit on the motorcycle. That's us now, nigga. Shit. Ain't no more proof. That's it, right?
Oh, I already know. Just from the gym alone. Hey,
I'm talking about he had. They got rocking though.
I got the aunt title.
My old nigga, you like
OG title.
Shit, nigga. So yeah, I'm welcome you to the club too.
I'm certified.
You are now a great uncle.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Yeah, my sister kids got kids. So
yeah.
You're a great uncle now.
Yeah, I'm a great uncle now.
Crazy, ain't it?
And boy, he look just like grandma.
Yeah, see?
That's how just like my grandmama, boy.
That's how it roll. So, yeah, you great all now. Yep. So, that's our class. Live music on the motorcycle guy. That's us now. That's how you are, nigga. That's how you is in your car.
You right.
You're going to be like that on a motorcycle. Yo, how I'm going to be. That's how you are.
Because I had that bit blasted, boy.
You had that old
school. That old school music, the high water day.
See, that's how you are. That's us now. Yeah. I realized that one day when he came and he had the music, I said, damn, that's us now.
We are it.
Yeah, we are that old guy.
Well, we it
on the motorcycle with the music blasting, and it always be some like some shit that it got some loud vocals in it that just can't help but to hear. Yeah, that's how I like now, buddy.
I love it.
Yeah, about that time.
I love it.
I was gonna let him get through cranking up the Ford.
You know, ain't nothing but
that. Hey, bro. What was the name that Explorer y'all had? Wasn't that considered
a Ford Explorer Sport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. You don't see... Did you know you didn't see a lot of those back then, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't... They said that was the one of the rarest.
Those got that bunch of rare.
I didn't even realize we were riding around in a Ford Explorer Sport. I didn't know such thing existed.
Yeah.
A Ford Explorer Sport. I just thought.
Deep forest green with the orange
I thought
strip.
About, I saw that shit. I said, I had to tell him, bro. Was that a Ford Explorer Sport?
Yeah.
Really?
Damn sure was.
That's what they call the two-door Ford Explorer for the young people who don't know what fuck you're talking about. SUV. Many SUV didn't always have four doors. Some of them had two though. And when you think about it, right?
Jeep was two though.
Think about this though. Yeah, yeah. You think about this. That is absolutely the dumbest goddamn idea in the world to have a two door
SUV.
SUV. But why? This is the 90s though. We did shit differently in the 90s. You wouldn't understand.
That seat up, that bitch rolled smooth up. So
you know how I know? Because my brother had a Mazda Navajo.
Yeah.
That bitch had two doors. And I used to be like, why the fuck do an SUV got two doors?
Yep. That's it.
Two fucking doors in an SUV. It was called a Sport, though. That's how they
distinguish it from.
Because they were like, you could buy the full.
Yeah.
Or you could buy the Sport.
The Sport,
you'd be like, why would you get a Sport SUV.
Yeah.
Think about it. But them bitches were fad though. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Right about that.
They were fad.
Yeah.
Anyway, man. Getting to the part of the show, man. We give the social media shout out. Start out with.
Two for two?
We start out with my girl Teddy. She ain't here tonight, y'all. As you can tell, she ain't here because you ain't heard her.
Let's see what he got, Teddy.
Let me go on ahead and break it down.
Here we go.
You want to see Ted on social medias and see what she got going on. Hit her at BodyHoney.byTeddy on Instagram.
Oh, shit.
Check out the Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_smoke_shop
on Instagram. Oh, shit.
And you can also check out on the Fit Vibe and all that shit.
Website.
Fit Vibe website is, I don't know the website.
www.bodyhoneybyteddy.com.
Boom. He got it. I know. See, that's why we work well together.
You're right.
Boom. But yeah, check out Teddy on all those social media sites. She'll be back. She had to go handle boss lady business. You feel me? So shit, find us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Just type it in and I promise you, you'll see the picture pop up. You'll know that's us. Check out the DSA Podcast playlist, season 2 and season 3 on iTunes. Check that out. And yeah,
in the trap.
Go check out some of the old YouTube too.
Swear that nigga done rolled by about 18
times. That's all it is. It's beautiful Sunday. That's all they did today.
That's all it is.
Welcome to my section, people. We ain't in Teddy Corner tonight. We in the goddamn field, I promise.
We in the field.
Yeah, this field over
there. I said we in the field.
Go ahead, run down your social media.
I said we in the field. Man, you already know, man. It's your boy, man. It's your country cousin, comedian L Boogie, man. Facebook, comedian L Boogie. Come see me.
You got some. Let them know about.
Yeah, I'm gonna let them know, man. IG, man. Look, come find me on IG, man. At your country cousin L Boogie, man. You already know. Twitter, L Boogie 82. Come see me. Be on the lookout. April 30th.
Save that day, people.
April 30th.
Make sure you save that day.
April 30th.
Cause it's coming. It's going down.
Yes, Lord, it's going down, man. Yes, your boy will be hosting his first comedy show.
Say what now?
Yeah, your boy will be hosting his first comedy show.
Hold on. Bring it back to him one more time. Now you say you know what?
Your boy will be hosting his first comedy show.
God damn!
Shout out to that boy Hibachi Joe. Actually, our classmate and my bro.
I call that nigga Hustle Man 3000 because that nigga got a...
Oh, yeah. He know how to go get it.
Do everything. He always been like
that. But, yeah, he putting the show together, man. And I actually reached out to him and asked
That's dope.
You know, so, yeah, man, make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. We got the flyer working on that now.
I definitely will be.
So, we will be posting that. So, yeah, y'all be on the lookout for that. And, be ready to come support your boy for that right there. Cause we will gonna go stupid.
Mm-hmm. I'ma be there. For sure.
Oh yeah, we will gonna go stupid, just like that.
Y'all look out for all of that, man. Check all of that. Hey, we even got a couple episodes on YouTube. YouTube is a work in progress, but we did give you something.
Y'all bad with us, but we gave you something to
preview. Hey, picture it like this. It's like a pilot run for a TV show.
Ooh.
Feel me? You know they have a pilot run.
Ooh,
see how shit work, and if it work, you see some things you can fix.
Then we put some shit together.
You put it together, and then you present it the way it should
be. Yes, Lord.
And that's all it was. We really wanted to give you an inside peek of how we all run. And shout out to Coast and Air Trade. They was on one of the YouTube episodes. My boy Jonathan King, he was on another one.
Yep.
And yeah, appreciate
King L.A., Black Metaphor.
They went on the video.
Yeah, they were.
We won.
I thought it was one of the first ones.
We just started filming.
No, I'm saying one of the first videos.
Well, I never got them put up.
Oh.
I didn't see it. See, I don't even see it. I listen to our stuff all the time.
No.
And then I put up the ones on YouTube, but my wife watch them. I don't really watch them because it's hard for me to watch something that I physically
actually rather watch it than listen to it.
I mean, I watched it, but after we get to a certain point, I'd be like, you know what? I already know where this is going. I did it. This me. It's hard
for me. I actually rather watch it because
I like listening to it. Yeah, because you're a comedian. You look at everything.
Yeah, I like to see shit.
I don't do none of that shit, nigga. I like to listen to it.
I like to see myself.
For me, listening to it, it's like reading a book.
comedic actor. Yeah.
But yeah,
I like that title.
Make sure y'all check out that. When you say April what?
April 30th.
Boom. Keep that date, man.
April 30th.
Y'all know what time it is, man. We gave y'all the rundown. We had a dope little conversation. Like yes, I said, Teddy'll be back soon. Check out all of that stuff on Instagram. Check out the playlist on iTunes. And you know what it is, man. This DSA podcast, and we
are out.